Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to a Friday edition of Tittle Lightning Sports with Rick Tittle. I hope you're getting ready for a fantastic weekend. Probably doesn't feel like a weekend, but whatevs. Maybe you don't have to work tomorrow, you don't have to work Sunday. That's something to celebrate, ain't it?
Rick, I need the money.
All right, whatever. Anyway, it's great to have you with us Monday through Friday in this time slot, 9 to noon Pacific time. This is where we is, Sports Byline USA. I'm Rick Tittle, customary time slot, noon to 3 on the East Coast. Add or subtract time accordingly, wherever you might happen to be. And I love your participation in the sports talk process. This was why Sports Byline was started back in the 80s, was to just bring sports talk to a nation thirsty for such things, exclusively. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quarter football, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. Let's do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Big shout-out to the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. And I say troops, I'm lumping everybody together. Sailors, soldiers, Marines, you're all doing a fantastic job. Airmen, airwomen, let's salute all of them. They're the ones that keep us safe and allow us to do this garbage. So thank you for that. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep it up. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. That'll keep you in stitches, darling. Is this a stitch app? Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. Third hour today, I'll be speaking with the iconic Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. All the leaves are brown. But this first hour, of course, on Fridays, we check in with Jan Wall, the film critic extraordinaire. We got some guests. We have Rico Torres. He is joining us. Also, Leslie Iwerks from the Disney Museum. And then Jan taped an interview with Frank Marshall, who is an iconic film producer. And we'll play that one as well. Song's your boy. But we're here for you. We're talking some sports, so come on back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301. 2301.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Hour one on Fridays, we like to check in with our good buddy Jan Wall, who is a iconic film critic, especially big time out here in California. And we've got some really nice guests in the first hour. How you doing, Jan?
Hey, nice to talk to you. Rick, I have a great gift for you from Netflix and me. It's called The English Game. Everybody out there, get into this. 6 episodes on Netflix, okay? It's about the invention of soccer, okay? 1888, England, working class. But first, soccer's only played by, you know, really rich guys. You know, guys who went to Eton and Oxford and all of that, especially Eton. And they are owning the game of soccer in 1888. And then these miners and Scottish guys come over, and they also, the miners in England, and they begin playing soccer, and the whole thing turns into a class war. It's really interesting. It's done by the same guy who did Downton Abbey. It's called The English Game.
Yeah, I tried to watch it, and I like Julian Fellowes.
Yeah.
I actually like Downton Abbey. I like Mansfield Park. Right. I like that stuff. But as a soccer kind of expert.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see, you know, them talk about Old Etonians and Darwin FC and all that.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even make it through one.
Really? Oh, my God, because it gets
but that's
better
just
and
me.
Better. Okay. Well, we all have different tastes.
We'll get into
know?
That. This is why we have two people, two voices.
That's right. That's okay.
You have an interview. You have an interview that you taped. It's just going to be just you coming up later this hour with mm-hmm. Frank Marshall. But so before we get to our first guest, mm-hmm. let everybody know who Frank Marshall is and why he's such a famous producer.
Oh, it's laughable how many great big hits Frank Marshall has produced, you know, besides some of our favorites like Empire of the Sun and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. We're talking these amazing groups of movies, including all of the Indiana Jones series, including the first one, all of Back to the Future. Gosh, just everything. I mean, it just huge movies. This guy did it all. All the those dinosaurs, Jurassic Park, all of those. I mean, this guy does huge movies. He also does smaller movies. He's just very prolific, and his latest is fantastic. If you love the history of rock and roll, and you go to L.A., and you're right there in Laurel Canyon with all the biggies, the Doors and Jimi Hendrix and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's just amazing. That's his latest.
All right, very cool. That'll be at 9:40, but mm-hmm. We're now joined by our guest actor, Rico Torres, and he's on Showtime's Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. You might know him for Ballers on HBO as well. Rico, welcome to the show, and you have an interesting background. I think it's one thing to be a great actor, which is not easy to do, but you were pre-med at Columbia. You were an Ivy Leaguer on your way to med school, so that must have been a tough choice, but I think you made the right one. You can always be a doctor later, right?
Exactly. thank you so much for having me.
Was that hard for your family, or was it good?
Oh, 100%. I didn't know if I was gonna survive. My entire family thought that I was gonna be, you know, the first family doctor in the family. You know, I was pretty much set on that since middle school. You know, I was pretty much already applying to med schools. I had an MCAT. My score was pretty decent. There were some schools that were wanting to interview me. And then just last minute, I just decided, no, I don't want to do it.
This is Jan Wall. Did you see an actor that made you want to be an actor? What took you in such a radical direction?
Well, the first thing was that I got into modeling for some extra cash. This was about senior year of college. And so I was doing a couple of gigs here and there, Target, you could pay me. I was getting $1,200, $1,500. I was seeing money come in. And out of nowhere, I guess my modeling agent said that I had an audition for a film. And I said, well, what is that? I mean, I'm not posing. What do you mean? I have to read a script. I didn't really get it. I didn't know anything about the acting world, right? I just thought, people that are on movies and TVs, I mean, I don't know, they're blessed with that. I have no idea. So I got an audition, and then, I didn't think much of it. I went to it. I kind of BS'd it. You know, I stuttered. It was awful. I guess the next day I got a call back, and I told my agent, what's a call back? And so they explained it to me, all these actors are narrowing it down. You know, you're very in a selective group. You know, you're big. It's big. I don't think you understand this, Rico. this could start your career. And I'm like, I mean, and then so they were saying pretty much like, oh, all right, if you get this, it's a feature film, right? It's a lead role in a feature film. And if you get it, you're looking at $900 a day for 15 days. So at that time, I'm like, $1,200 for Target was a lot of money, right? A modeling gig. So I'm like, make the math. You know, I carry the two. I'm like, yo, that's $1,500 in 2 weeks. That's
wow.
Insane.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I started studying a little bit, and then I killed it. I went in front of the main two producers. Long story short, I didn't get the gig, but I remember the producers saying, oh, man, Rico, I love your style, man. It's just like, you know, I just kind of felt like when they had us in middle school performing Shakespeare, and I would get up and play Romeo in front of the whole class, it kind of brought me back to those times. It just kind of there was some kind of spark inside of me when I performed. So then and there, the rest is history. I mean, 3 months after that, I get my bachelor's degree. I didn't have to finish it, but I kind of wanted to because I already spent all the money, all the time, hard work. So I finished that, and then I just took a road trip out to L.A., with $500 in my bank account. I didn't think about the rest. I just said, screw it. I'll figure it out along the way, and, here I am.
That's a great story. And the other thing is, too, looking at pictures of you now with your shirt off or playing soccer and a Juve kit, you look like just a picture of physical fitness. But a lot of people might not know that you used to be bullied because you had anorexia, as a teenager. Yeah. And you don't really hear a lot about male anorexia. So that's something else you had to overcome, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, usually it's females because, they care about their body, so they kind of try to stay skinny. But for me, I was a very, I was a geek. I was a nerd. I played video games a lot. I played online gaming. I battled against others. So really, pretty much all my entire middle school and beginning of high school, all I did was play video games. So, I mean, I never had time to eat, or I guess I didn't want to have time to eat. So I kind of just told my mom, yo, go get me a McChicken from McDonald's or two McChickens, and that pretty much completed my day. So I pretty much had a daily meal of two McChickens, and that's it. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was until, like, sophomore or junior year of high school. I mean, I kept getting bullied since sixth grade. I was so, so skinny, and I was a little bit of a pretty boy, so a lot of girls found me attractive. And I guess just guys hated that, so, like, they just bullied me whenever I would get the girl. And it came to a point in high school where, well, things were different. I mean, guys were bigger. You know, it got a little worse at the gym. I don't even want to go, you know, talk about that anymore because it's just, ugh. But anyways, yeah, so junior year, I decided to, you know, start working out, start eating more. And then that's when, like, I stopped playing video games. I actually, you know, ate rice, chicken. And, yeah, I mean, the rest is history, as you can see in the pictures.
Wow. And now you're in Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, which is so good. I really want to recommend that to people. How do you like being in there, Rico?
The thing is, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, everything that I've been a part of, Penny Dreadful, L.A. Rush, with Elijah Wood, Ballers, all that stuff, I'm pretty much accepting everything that comes my way. Because, I mean, I've only had a year and a half of experience. Like, I didn't go to school for acting. I didn't get a film degree. I didn't get nothing, right? I'm pre-med. So I'm literally accepting everything. And thus far, I'm getting all these credits. I mean, it's exciting, challenging sometimes, playing these different characters. So, I mean, yeah, everything that comes my way, I'm accepting.
Well,
great stuff. Rico Torres, we knew you before you really, really hit it big. So when you win the Oscar, just remember it was the inspiration from this show, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Make sure to check him out on Showtime's Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, and HBO's Ballers. Jan Wall and I will be back on the other side with Leslie Iwerks from the Disney Museum. Come on back.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Still with our buddy Jan Wall, film critic extraordinaire. And we welcome our next guest, Leslie Iwerks from the Disney Museum. Leslie has this in her blood. Her grandfather was the co-creator of Mickey Mouse, but she's here to talk about a Zoom webinar which she has going on this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. It is free. Sign-up is required. And it'll be a behind-the-scenes look on many of her documentaries, which have been nominated for Oscars and Emmys as well. Leslie, thanks for coming in today. What was the sort of genesis behind this project, like this behind-the-scenes Zoom webinar?
Well, great to speak with you. This is a webinar put on by the Walt Disney Family Museum, which is incredible. They're talking to all these really interesting filmmakers and actors and artists from across the sort of Disney spectrum. And I've been invited to speak about the Imagineering Story, which is a six-part series that I directed and produced that is on Disney Plus about the Imagineers, the Walt Disney Imagineers, who built all the theme parks around the world.
Oh, so interesting. I am so at your seminar, Leslie. This is Jan Wall. I met you when
again.
I moderated a panel on the Pixar story that you produced and directed.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you.
I remember.
Again.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm such a fan, and I love all the work you've done. I would recommend to people The Hand Behind the Mouse, the Pixar story, the whole Industrial Light and Magic special you did, and then this, the Imagineering story. But this... Oh, man, Leslie, you're too much. I guess there's just so much to go through. Could you just explain about your grandfather a little bit? When you say he co-created Mickey Mouse, you know, everybody thinks Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney, but that's not true.
Well, my grandfather and Walt were teenagers when they met in Kansas City back in, like, 1919, and or a little, even a little earlier, and they formed a little business together called the Iwerks Disney Company, and then ultimately Walt formed another little business called Laugh-O-Grams, and he came out to California, and he wanted to pursue animation, and he called on my grandfather, who was his childhood friend, basically, to come out and be his top animator, and ultimately that led to the Alice in Cartoonland series that my grandfather animated, and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, which he co-created with Walt, and also ultimately Mickey Mouse, which he animated and designed and co-created with Walt Disney. So they were, you know, very tied to the hip in those early years.
Yeah, and whenever you hear Walt Disney, you do see Ub Iwerks' name. It just somehow he got kind of aced out in history, and I can't figure it out, but your work as a documentary filmmaker is really quite outstanding. Was that your idea growing up loving documentaries?
You know, I always loved. I my friends sort of laugh at me because as a kid I used to love reading world books, you know, encyclopedias.
Yes.
And you know, I'd take them on road trips and take them to the beach, and I was just kind of one of those nerds who just loved to read. And mm-hmm. Anyway, I kind of look back. It's always in the rearview mirror where you go, what inspired me to go into documentaries? But I just love to take on new subjects and learn and figure out how to tell them in entertaining ways. Mm-hmm. And I love travel, and I love meeting interesting people. And So I think all that just kind of led to this evolving career that just kind of happened. My first film was on my grandfather, and I did a TEDx talk, I don't know, a number of years ago in Torino, Italy, and it was called Stories Meant to Be Told. And I just feel like that's kind of my thing, is I just feel like there's a lot of stories out there that haven't been told and need to be told. So my grandfather's story was one that I just felt like, you know, before people that knew him passed away, I needed to get his story on record. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first project that the Disney Company ultimately funded. And it was Roy Disney who championed that and really felt that Ub deserved more credit. And so we did that. And that kind of led to John Lasseter and Steve Jobs and Ed Catmull hiring me for the Pixar story. And then Lucasfilm hiring me to do ILM and a bunch of environmental and social issue films and things like that. So it's just kind of been an interesting snowball career of interesting projects.
And when you mentioned Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, and when I remember about 10 years ago, there was a game on the Wii called Epic Mickey. We kind of got to see him. And for people who look at Oswald and realize that this was a big star in the late 20s to the late 30s, he looks remarkably like Mickey Mouse. So he's in the Mickey Mouse family, right?
Sure. I mean, he was a rabbit turned mouse, or Mickey was a mouse from rabbit. But I mean, really, it was the ears that changed, but also it was his personality. You know, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was a bit of an irascible cartoon character, and you know, just always trying to figure things out and using creative ways to solve problems. And I think Mickey became similar, but and I think just a more charming character design and based on circles and, you know, the storylines that were about ingenuity and kind of the everyman, you know, like Plane Crazy based off of Lindbergh and, you know, that desire to just pick up something and go. And that American ingenuity, I think, was kind of the DNA of Mickey.
Hmm. At your seminar, you know, I've taught at the Walt Disney Family Museum there in the Presidio, and it is the most amazing, fabulous place. I was there when it opened, and, you know, I'm crazy uh-huh. for it. What kind of things will you be talking about?
Well, I think that it will be, you know, a variety of topics of my documentary career, having, you know, done films about, obviously, Imagineering and this last in the seven-year project that we undertook and documented all the parks around the world and the behind-the-scenes at Imagineering, which not many people get to see. And and then, you know, my time at Pixar, working on the Pixar.
Hello?
The wall to the animation process.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Industrial Light and Magic, you know, same thing, just kind of being behind the scenes of the visual effects team there and, interviewing a lot of the top filmmakers who work with those artists to create some of the most memorable visual effects of all time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Bay Area companies that I've had the great chance to work with.
A couple more questions for Leslie Iwerks. And a lot of people don't know that the documentary you did, Recycled Life, about the people in Guatemala who are basically living on landfill and working at a dump, you ended up raising millions of dollars to help people once they saw that that film. Is that right?
Yeah, there was a nonprofit called Safe Passage that was involved in helping children get an education and get them out of that garbage dump and into schools, into a school. And it was founded by the late Hanley Denning, who passed away the year we were nominated for an Academy Award for that movie. And so we ended up doing all these fundraisers and screenings around the country. And we had, you know, we raised I think we had a donor who said they'll match our amount of money, whatever we raised. I think we raised like 600 grand in screens, and then he put up another 600, and then from there it just more and more money started coming in. And then one day I learned that there's all this money has been raised, over $3 million. So, and that helped to build a school down there, and that's just really gratifying for me to make films that are getting seen and that are making a difference in some way.
Oh, wonderful work. Leslie, back to Imagineering. Luckily, I grew up in a part of L.A. where for showing, you know how they would bring things into elementary school and stuff, and here's what I have to show. And this guy named Wayne's father was one of the Imagineers of the haunted museum. Not haunted, the haunted ride at Disneyland, right?
Haunted
and he would
Mansion.
Bring in drawings. I mean, that kind of background, it must be great to see those drawings and all of that.
Yeah, we scoured the archives far and wide, certainly the Imagineering archives, but the Disney archives and then the archives at different parks around the world. I mean, I like to say that our location, our office in Santa Monica is kind of like Imagineering Archives West because, you know, we just have so much material that has never been seen before. And, you know, the footage that we were able to find and, you know, just the making of Disneyland and the, you know, the Epcot years and the Walt Disney World years. And it was just, you know, a treasure trove of rich material that was so exciting to go through. And my editors and I, you know, would come into the office in, during the making, you know, the post-production side, and, you know, there'd be a new drive that was just sent to us with all this cool material on it. It was like Christmas morning every day. It was like, okay, what new material do we have today that no one's seen? So it's been, it's just one of the greatest projects I've ever been able to work on.
I mean,
well, we're out of time. We want to remind everybody, Wednesday, June 3rd, 5:30 p.m., a Zoom webinar from the Walt Disney Family Museum. It's a free sign-up, and you'll be with our guest, Leslie Iwerks. She's been nominated for Oscars and Emmys as well. You've seen the behind-the-scenes of her documentaries, like The Hand Behind the Mouse, the Ub Iwerks story, the Pixar story, ILM, Creating the Impossible, and, of course, the latest one, The Imagineering Story. Leslie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you. Good to speak to you both.
Great. And now, Jen, next coming up is an interview you did. I'm going to step away, and we're going to play the interview with Frank Marshall. So okay. I'll say we'll play that, and I'll say thanks for everything.
Okay.
And I'll see you next week, kid.
Next week, honey. Have a good one.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. So we'll play that interview, Jen, with Frank, and then I'll be back on the other side. Come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you are right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
Tittle always goes commando.
It's called Laurel Canyon. This is Jan Wall. I'm about to tell you about an incredible movie, miniseries, whatever it is, it's unforgettable. It's about the musicians of Laurel Canyon. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Mamas & Papas, The Doors, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt, on and on. Now, as a teen myself who rioted at Pandora's Box on Sunset Strip and inhabited the Whiskey A Go-Go there, I loved the sequences in this about the L.A. rock history, but especially Laurel Canyon. The executive producer is with us now, Frank Marshall, who only made, among so many others, two of my all-time favorite films, Empire of the Sun and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but that's just a few. This guy has done it all. Welcome, Frank. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Jan. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk to you.
Oh, honey, you have done such amazing work. And what drew you to the Laurel Canyon Project?
Well, I, like you, grew up in the 60s, and that was right in the sweet spot of my my own endeavors to try and be a folk singer and form a band. And mm-hmm. I grew up here in L.A.
What part?
Yeah, and I just remember, you know, what a great time it was for music. And so when I got the opportunity to tell the story, I jumped at it.
Ah, what part of L.A. did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Valley.
Okay.
In Newport Beach.
So you went to Birmingham and all of that, you know, or something like that?
I went to Madison.
Madison, sure. And I went to Uni and Emerson and all that. So that neighborhood is really special to me. But it's not just that. It's the way you know, walking among Laurel Canyon, music seeped from the very streets. You know, it's such a fascinating place and time.
Yeah, it's really unique. And I think it was just conducive to all that creativity because people lived around the corner from each other, but they were in the woods. We were in nature. And then you could just go right down the street and you could try your stuff at the Troubadour or mm-hmm. at the Whiskey or, mm-hmm. you know, so it was this whole little, a sort of soup kitchen of of creativity and music, and
everybody worked off each other, like you were saying about
exactly.
Doug Weston's The Troubadour. So you'd go down there and you'd work with the Doors, right? And then you'd kind of work with Jackson Browne or Bonnie Raitt. I mean, everybody was kind of working together.
Yeah, exactly, and everybody was friends. You know, nobody was jealous. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just trying to make good music and write songs and. You know, nobody had an agent or a label or anything, and the creativity was amazing. You know, Joni Mitchell's there, and she's, you know, getting David Crosby to mm-hmm. work with her, and mm-hmm. then James Taylor's down the street, and mm-hmm. Carole King's over there, and just incredible sort of melting pot mm-hmm. of these creative musical geniuses.
And it's funny you said about nobody was jealous, really, because, I mean, people were sleeping with each other. Let's face it. It was the time. And people.
Hey, we were all hippies.
That's right. And there was a lot of pop going on. Was it psychedelics at that time?
Yeah, I think the psychedelics mm-hmm. came in at the end of the 60s.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I luckily missed.
Yeah.
That period.
Right.
But,
this was mostly pot and hash and all of that,
yeah.
tie stick and all
yeah.
of that. But the creativity is what's so amazing. And you really present, where did you get this footage, man? This footage is amazing.
No, thank you. Yeah, it was that was the exciting thing. You know, the first thing we did was go and get the music, because you can't tell this story without getting everybody's music. And so that was our first challenge, and we had great help from Warner's Warner's Music, to, mm-hmm. which now has most of the artists. But one of the things that I noticed when I saw the Beatles, the last Beatles doc that Ron mm-hmm. Howard did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, and I said, look, where did they find all this footage? I mean, if you can find unseen footage of the Beatles, we should be able to find unseen mm-hmm. footage of all these great artists. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked to their kids. We talked to them. We put out a call on the Internet for people who, you know, might have shot some 8-millimeter footage that they had in a mm-hmm. shoebox under their bed, or stills or things. And that's kind of how we came to Henry Diltz mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as sort of our anchor. But, yeah, there's a lot of footage around mm-hmm. that people have that
yeah.
now we can see.
I'm glad you presented the other side of the Doors. You know, they always say the leader of the Doors was such a tough, rough guy. But I got to know him a little bit because I dated John Densmore's brother. And I'm telling you, this was not a tough, rough guy. This was like a sensitive poet.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they
Jim,
were
of
all,
course, I'm talking about Jim Morrison, has, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, Jim Morrison, you know, he had another side. He had a sweet side to
right,
him.
Right, right, and you show that.
Those, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so,
that's nice.
You know, look at David Crosby. He's mm-hmm. had his ups and downs, too. I think it's a very real telling of the
yeah.
story of
well,
Laurel
thank
King.
Thank God for recovery. That's what I say. Hats
yep,
off to recovery. So you are Mr. Hollywood. I mean, I hope that doesn't sound like I'm reducing you or trivializing you, and I'm not. It's just that you have done so many big, big works. You know, you've done Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park mm-hmm. and Back to the Future and all this stuff. What is the biggest way Hollywood has changed? Just comes to
well,
mind.
Well, I think, yeah. you know, it's kind of obvious that the, you know, the big change is that you've got the streaming, you know, uh-huh. and you've got, but for me, it's just another opportunity to tell stories. I
right.
mean, it's another, you know, people were worried when television came along.
Right. But,
you know, I'm a storyteller, mm-hmm. and the more people that can see the movies that I make, the happier I am. Mm-hmm. I make them for the audience. So
right.
I do think there's going to be a balance that we're going to find. And the pandemic has kind of forced that on everybody and to think of new ways. Hey, mm-hmm. drive-ins are coming back. You
Isn't
know?
That great? Isn't that great? I love that. I love that. But, I mean, the Olympic drive-in in L.A., great memories. But so the future to you is kind of, you know, you're going to sometimes go to the theater, big screen, see it with people. You're going to sometimes see it at home. Like Laurel Canyon is on what, how do you see Laurel Canyon?
It's on Epics.
Epics, that's right. And I'm seeing an awful lot right now on different platforms. So that's the future, but also theaters will be open again.
Absolutely, mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be something for everybody,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you know, it's going to be a new age. I think mm-hmm. it's going to be a new normal, mm-hmm. but we're still going to tell stories, mm-hmm. and people will be able to see them one way or another.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? Because you're such a pro. It seems to me the inmates run the asylum, that is actors and actresses. I mean, it's great when they have their own production companies and they have taste and they do some interesting things. But for the most part, they have too much power. So there's a lot of egomaniacal projects out there. Well, that seems does that seem insane for me to say that?
No, it kind of depends,
mm-hmm.
Jan. For me, the mm-hmm. director is the benign dictator of the storytelling. And that's who, you know, mm-hmm. I've always been a producer that is in service to the vision of the director.
The auteur theory, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, but they're not right all the time mm-hmm. either. So, mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's really the power of getting something made.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an actor or an actress that can get something made, then That's great.
God bless you. Yeah. When you hear the word genius, you know, I think in my, you know, history of someone like Oscar Wilde or, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, but then again, showbiz-wise, I think of someone like, I don't know, someone who strikes you as genius, you know. Who have you been around that kind of blew your mind that way? Anybody come to mind just off the top of your head?
Well, I was lucky enough to work with Orson Welles for a long time.
Oh, man. And,
so that would be the one.
I wonder, was he happy ever? Was he happy?
He was happy at times, yeah. He had a wonderful sense of humor. I always remember when we were shooting in Carefree, Arizona, there was only about six of us in the house. And we were making this film, The Other Side of the Wind. Mm. And every afternoon at 4:30, we would have to stop because Orson wanted to watch the original Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, great.
He so appreciated other artists and mm-hmm. other talent. Mm-hmm. And he would just roar with laughter at Dick Van Dyke.
Good.
Yeah, we had some fun together.
Name me one other. Name me a woman. Because you have a long marriage, you know. Aren't we lucky, those of us with long marriages? You have a long marriage to a very strong, famous woman, Kathleen Kennedy. So could you tell me a woman that comes to mind?
Well,
Don't say your wife.
No, I won't say my wife. But I'll tell you who's a really up-and-coming talent that I am watching blossom is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Ah,
and she's a strong woman and obviously comes from a strong family, but mm-hmm. I have watched her blossom into a director.
Mm-hmm.
And she's directed a couple of episodes now on Mandalorian, and she's got a keen eye, and she's really smart. And you can see when she's on the set that she has a real, a real opinion and about the creative side of things. I'm looking forward to great things from her.
Young actress like that, and director, being able to make it, being able to direct. You know, I've been involved in the DGA's Women's Committee, and man, I got in 77 where there were very few women. So, wow, it's a wonderful time for that. And I'm glad to hear that. Are you acquainted with Elle Fanning at all?
Oh, of course.
Geez, now there's somebody that's blowing my mind. I'm watching the Catherine the Great, the Great series right now Hulu. Wow, she's 22.
That's amazing.
Isn't it something? Yeah, wow, Orson Welles, that was nice to hear. I like to hear that he was not the tormented genius that I think of, but at least had some joy in his life. I like to think of that, yeah.
It was an extraordinary time to be there, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. He was...
Right.
It was amazing.
Right. Okay, so back to Laurel Canyon. We're talking about Epics. Laurel Canyon is on Epics. All you have to do is Google that, and you'll get it. It's called Laurel Canyon. It is a fantastic docuseries executive produced by Frank Marshall, who has been our guest. And, Frank, I just can't thank you enough. What's your next project?
It's another documentary. It's the story of the Bee Gees that I directed.
Whoa, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brilliant, interesting family story. Oh,
really
wow. And that's
what
I like is some got sober, some didn't. Some made it, some didn't. It's a very interesting story. Wow. Wow. Once again, hats off to recovery. So anyway, but that's not Laurel Canyon, folks. You got to see the whole thing. It is just remarkable. And it takes you on a journey with music, with personalities, with working together. You'll just rock on. Thank you so much, Frank Marshall.
Thank you, Jan. Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye. And we'll be right back with Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle coming up.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Del. Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
Oh, such interesting times we are in right now. You know, I was looking at some sports headlines, and I was going to, and I'll get to them here. We still have another 2 hours to go, and outside of an interview with Michelle Phillips, all the leaves are brown, in about an hour, I promise you, it will be sports talk. But just hearing... can't make this stuff up, that monkeys attacked a lab technician in India and then stole COVID-19 test samples, and now they think the monkeys will be taking all these samples and spreading the disease around. But in a way, if you think about like rhesus monkeys and animal testing that we've done, maybe this is the first step in their revenge. Maybe this is the first step in a rise of the Planet of the Apes, which would bring back maybe a battle for the Planet of the Apes. Who is their Cornelius? Who is their Dr. Zaius? Who is their General Urus? That's what I want to know. All right. Great stuff. Sports on the the other side. I promise. 1-800-878-PLAY will get you in. We got another 2 hours. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.